Mitch, can you take us through the interception in the fourth quarter there when you guys were backed up?
Yeah, so we had a little quick game called right there, and just broke out to the right. And that was basically me trying to do too much, trying to make a play when I just need to know the situation, throw the ball away, and play another down. But I got a lot of faith in my receivers out there and Zach, and I was just trying to do too much outside of what I need to do. Just know the situation, know it's first down, throw that ball away, and go play. So I just forced one. Thought I gave him a chance, and the other dude made a play, so credit to him. But I can't do that. Can't put my team in that situation.
How has the process been for you learning the difference between college windows, NFL windows, what you can get away with, what you can't, as you sort of try to get comfortable and ready for the start?
Yeah, I think it's just a learning process, just like anything else. Obviously, the windows are tighter. The guys are covered. A man zone. They know how to be deceptive, and they know how to close the windows faster. So it's just us being on time, me playing within ourselves, getting our playmakers the ball, and just being more consistent all night.
Is that kind of a disguise coverage on that interception? Were they showing you one thing?
No, it was more just a broken down play. So I should have just got down to my check down or throw the ball away. Instead, I scrambled out to the right. So pretty much it was a broken play from there, and then I just forced one.
Like you were in a bit of a rhythm early, and then things kind of leveled off. Was it something they were doing maybe that threw you there?
They're a great defense. You got to credit to them. But I think it was more of us shooting ourselves in the foot with the penalties, stopping ourselves when we're in rhythm. And we just got to take that momentum and really step on the gas pedal right there with the runs, with the passes, and all that kind of stuff to keep them off balance and swing the momentum in our favor. But that's how it rolls. So we just got to go back to work this week, get better, fix the little mistakes, because we got a good football team. We just need to start believing more and stick together.
What are some of the things that you liked, that Dow called, that you liked, that you thought worked really well tonight?
I liked every play Dow called. We were always in a good situation all night. We were staying aggressive. It seemed like we were keeping them on their heels for the most part. And that's a really good defense. So for us to do that, I just got to do a better job of taking care of the football. So, we just need to work on the little things, really.
Mitch, on the touchdown pass to Zach, what do you see there, and what allowed you to steer him back toward the center of the field there?
Yeah, so just a little naked play, boot out to the right. Seemed like there was a cluster. I'm going to have to watch it in film, but I don't know where guys were at. I was just trying to direct Zach over to the left because there's open grass over there. And got a little lucky. Ball got tipped. But at that time, it bounced our way. The next time, it didn't. And that's how it goes sometimes. But it was cool to get my first one, and Zach made a good play. So I was trying to do too much, throw across my body over the middle, but that time it went our way. So sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't.
It's the guys in the locker room are talking about just how you kind of can make the other players better or elevate their performance. How do you do that, or did that happen today? Did you feel like you were lifting the guys a little bit?
I was trying to. Just with my presence, how much I love this game and how much I love this team, and hopefully that could just motivate some guys to play harder and I think they have faith in me. They believe in me when I'm in that huddle and when I'm making plays. And when things break down, they know the plays is never really over. Anything could happen. And so hopefully the way I work and the way I carry myself just lifts others up, because that's what I'm trying to do. And it just makes playing with these guys so much better, and it makes the whole process that much more fun.
What do you think you'll remember most when you look back in years at your NFL debut?
It was fun. It was Monday Night Football. The crowd was electric. Got to thank them for coming out and being loud and really supporting us. But it's just a start. So take the good with the good and the bad with the bad and just roll from there and just know it's the first one. So can only get better. That's got to be the mindset, and just go back to work and keep improving and keep making my teammates better. I was about to go to throw, and then the defensive end made a good play, so I just got to keep two hands on the ball or get the ball out sooner.
Mitch, Kendall said that you accepted the blame for the loss. You told the guys that the loss was on you. Why was it important for you to deliver that message in terms of accountability?
Yeah, just taking ownership. I mean, that's, I feel like that's what a quarterback's supposed to do. That's what I've been doing my whole life. You just take it when especially when you make a play like that, the interception. You just feel like it was your fault and you could have done more to help our team win. So, I just felt like it was on me, but they know I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to fix my mistakes, and I'm going to watch this film, be critical of myself, and they know I'm going to get better. So I appreciate them having faith in me and having my back. But, I feel like it was on me.
Mitch, what's the process for you now after a game like this? How soon do you hit the film and look over things?
I'll probably watch the film tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on what time it is. Watch film right away. And just go back to work. I'll figure out our practice schedule, and this week's going to be a little bit shorter since it's Monday, but it was a lot of fun. The process was a lot of fun. Can't wait to do it again. But there's a lot of work to do, and I'll get back to it right away.
Last question. The second series, it was the 4th and 2. You guys took time out and came back out, and there was a delay after that. What was the confusion and what went wrong in that sequence there?
Yeah, I really wasn't sure. I was assuming we were going for it because that's what it seemed like we were doing. And then I was just waiting for a call on the headset, and there seemed to be confusion on the sidelines. So I don't know exactly what happened, but we just need to be better in our whole operation, better at the line of scrimmage, better getting in and out of huddles, really pushing the tempo. And, I mean, those are simple things we could work on in practice, and that's what we need to do. So those kind of things can't be happening. And I don't think you can point a finger at any one person. I think everyone should just take ownership as far as coaches, players. Like, that's simple things that we should be on top of. So we'll improve that this week for sure.
One more, Matt.
The 2-point conversion, we saw you run that play back at Bourbonnais. Is that something you were really looking forward to?
Yeah, sweet, right? I'm glad you guys didn't give that one away because we did run it at Bourbonnais. Once we knew that got called, it was really a critical situation too. We need that 2-point to tie the game. And, practice – practice makes perfect, so we practice it hard, and you go out there and you see it come to life. It's pretty cool.